It is never a surprise to see Sonoma County people doing great work in our community and beyond our community. That's the case here with the School Box Project. Belle Sweeney is the founder of the project. Good morning, Belle.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning. Tell us about the School Box Project. What does it mean? What's it about?
Sure. So we provide mobile trauma-informed education, art, and play to children displaced by crisis. And up until now, we've only been working overseas in refugee camps out of converted shipping containers. But right now, we're working on our first U.S. disaster relief program, which will take place in Houston, Texas, out of a converted school bus.
Now, how did you guys find the need that was there in Houston? Because you guys found a certain niche to be able to help out with, right?
Yeah, well, there's two parts to that. So modern-day crisis relief has grown and changed quite a bit. So a lot of what's being done is coordinated through Facebook groups that are real-time tickers of needs. So step one was we joined every group we could find. Mm-hmm. And then we just went down there and we showed up to these, you know, community, open-to-the-community meetings put on by these incredible grassroots groups. And we started to look for the communities that were already struggling before, already dealing with food insecurity, and they're now facing the huge task of a really long-term recovery and cleanup. So in completing this needs assessment, we found something, which is that when parents and crews are doing this really toxic and emotionally devastating work, of course, of this cleanup of their homes,
yeah,
the kids are just sort of underfoot. And to do this safely, you need to wear a full-on respirator. So it's really not a place for children. So we knew we needed something more mobile than a shipping container. And we thought, let's make a magic school bus.
Well, it does look pretty magical. It's very, very colorful and certainly the thing that kids would be attracted to. And at first, when I heard about you, I thought, well, this is a great educational opportunity. But as you say, it goes way beyond that because the folks involved in the School Box Project are trauma trained.
Exactly. So the thing about it is that you look at it and it's colorful and it's adorable. And if you watch our volunteers and directors at work, it just looks like play or like school. But we have so far trained over 2,000 volunteers on the principles of trauma-informed care and how to work with children who are in a situation where extreme trauma and situational stress continues now that they're out of immediate danger.
And one of the things you guys say is that you want to give kids structure when they go through trauma.
Sure. They need to know what's coming next. So there are a few different ingredients that come with any school box program, and that's some structure and rhythm to lean into so that over time they can feel safe to know what's coming next. We don't do timeouts or kickouts, no matter what difficult behavior comes that's informed by the trauma that they've faced. And we try to implement in nature whenever we can. So the outside of this bus is pretty loud. It's a big rainbow. It's
yes.
Art done by Ricky Watts, who's a pretty well-known artist. But when you get inside, it's a totally different world. It's soothing. It's relaxing. It's nature-based. And we hope that it can bring some gentleness to kids that haven't had a lot of that in a long time.
So, Belle, how many people in Sonoma County are involved in the School Box Project? And then how many people have you, in Houston, for example, how do you have a person who is representing your organization there?
We do. We found an incredible program director in Houston who will be running this project for the next 3 months. She's already very plugged into this community, and all of her family is from this community, so she'll be the perfect person to be at the helm. We are one of the only NGOs that are local who are actually providing direct services overseas to refugees, and we've had an incredible amount of support and interest from volunteers locally to do things both over there, actually on the ground, and from here. So it's a pretty big number. We have a strong core team, Sheldon Rosenberg, our logistics guy, my associate director, Jackie Jorgensen, our child protection officer is Monica Julian, who also works locally advocating for foster youth.
Well, it's an amazing organization, and unfortunately, there is a lot of need for those kinds of services across the country with a lot of trauma being, of course, there's Houston and there's Florida, which may well undergo a second series of hurricanes that will affect that area. So you're never going to have a lack of work, that's for sure, Belle.
You're so right.
The School Box Project. If people want to find out more about this project, where do they go?
Yeah, I'd encourage you to check us out on Facebook. We post updates and needs regularly, as well as events. And our website is schoolboxproject.org.
We like to talk about Sonoma County folks doing good works, and this is one of them. Belle, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's the School Box Project founder, Belle Sweeney, on KSRO.